You pays your money, you takes your choice. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Britain's Royal Mail has issued 15 stamps for the HBO television series Game of Thrones, which is produced in Northern Ireland. 10 of the stamps show lead characters, 4 show supernatural creatures, and 1 is the Iron Throne. Many people greeted the news enthusiastically, and a few even wondered why the U.S. doesn't issue stamps like this. But at other times, critics have complained that the U.S. issues too many pop culture stamps and not enough historical subjects. And there is similar criticism in other countries. Regarding Game of Thrones, someone in Britain wondered why a 10-year-old was choosing Britain's stamps. Looking at the stamps announced so far for the U.S., it's a good mix of subjects. There are stamps I must have and others I'll skip. I'm sure that's true of collectors for other countries, too. A generation or two ago, if you collected a country's stamps, you collected all of its stamps. Then two things happened. Interest groups demanded stamps for their subjects, and postal agencies discovered there was money to be made in issuing many different stamps for many different subjects, especially for pop culture. Today's stamp collector is free to say, "No thanks, I'm not putting that in my collection," whether it's because you don't like the subject, the design, or the price. Me, I like Game of Thrones. I just think 15 stamps is too much. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, and yes, details on Game of Thrones, visit virtualstampclub.com.